We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Malik McDowell was a good story this year. Malik McDowell
had
a tattered career. He'd been troubled with the law. He had that accident as a rookie. He was a high draft pick. He had never played a game. He makes the Browns roster. You know, was not great, but
started
he was productive.
14 games for the Browns.
Yeah, he was productive in a defensive tackle role, a position where they're not really very strong, one of the weakest spots on the team.
Right.
And he contributed. He was a solid player for the Browns. Well, yesterday, Malik McDowell was arrested in, I believe, Deerfield Beach, Florida. He's buck-you-know-what naked. And he's being arrested. Apparently, he was walking around by a school.
There's not a lot of details to the case right now. It seems as though maybe the cops were after him for something he did earlier in the day or whatnot. But then he charged a cop and told him bleep you. Then he charged the cop with full speed with a closed fist. And the cops tased him, and somehow he got naked, or he was naked. Yeah. I don't know.
No, he was naked already. He stripped naked and was seen walking around near a school.
What is wrong with – I mean,
who knows?
Obviously,
this is the story from the police. We don't know for sure. There's two sides to every story, but he was naked. Officers say when they found him and confronted him, he attacked with one cop alleging the football player told him to bleep you.
Yeah.
And as you said, charged at me at full speed. One of the officers was beaten up. Had a swollen eye. The Browns put out some dopey generic statement.
What are they going to say, Bull? I mean, what else can they say at this point?
Yeah, I'm just saying. It's just, yeah, that's true. They don't need to say anything. My first thought is, well, they're not going to bring him back now. But the reality is that I don't know. Like, again, in the moment, we're all, like, horrified or whatever. I mean, who knows? We'll get the whole story eventually. If they could get him cheap, the Browns would bring him back again. I bet you they would. You know, he may go to jail. He may be suspended by the league. I don't know what's going to happen. I just don't buy, for the most part. I don't think teams care about off-the-field stuff that much. As much as, you know, we get outraged sometimes as fans or media members. I'm not excusing his behavior. Obviously, the behavior is, you know, pretty ridiculous, but I don't think it's impossible that it'll be back, but probably not. And the Browns already had a lot of holes on the D-line. Now they may have another.
Well, they barely have any defensive tackles on the roster. They don't have any starting defensive tackles on the roster. I think this definitely makes the Clowney re-signing a higher priority at this point. I mean, obviously, Myles Garrett's back, he's great. But, I mean, the defensive line's pretty thin right now. And if you don't get Clowney back, even if it's for a year or two, like, they're extremely thin on the defensive line. And it becomes a weakness. And then we talk about this, you know, the strength of the team being maybe the secondary at this point. Well, all of a sudden, now that if your defensive line is weak, where's that leave the secondary? It leaves them out to dry a little bit.
I mean, this is what you have on the D-line. You have Myles Garrett, obviously.
Yeah.
You have Tommy Togiai, who was a fourth-round pick this past season, didn't, you know, do much. Jordan Elliott, who was a third-round pick in 2020, and that's it. The rest of the guys are, you know, street free agents or guys who were veterans who are free agents now. That's pretty much it. I mean, they may have a, you know, there's other guys here, but they're deep, you know, deep bench.
Right.
So you really have one starter. I don't know, you know, maybe they're hopeful that Jordan Elliott and Tommy Togiai could be starters next year. Time will tell. But the only definite starter on your defensive line right now is Myles Garrett. You're right. Clowney's a free agent. McDowell's arrested naked. And it's so bizarre, that video.
Bizarre. I mean, yeah.
You think somebody would throw a coat on him or something? Do we not have a towel? Can somebody give Malik McDowell a towel?
Well, I think he was fighting with the cops when they were trying to put cuffs on him. So
it
like,
did appear to be, yes.
I don't. Yeah, I mean, eventually they got him on a stretcher and put
bizarre.
A sheet on top of him.
Yeah. That's got to be like, if you're a cop, you're like, oh, God, I got to arrest this guy. He's naked.
Butt naked.
That's horrible. Just one of the many horrible things cops have to deal with, obviously. And Malik Jackson, obviously, is a free agent as well. So, you know, we've talked about it. Obviously, the big topic of conversation is going to continue to be quarterback for the most part.
Sure.
Until the Browns have a good one. But defensive line is a major issue and a major area where the Browns need to improve. Now, they have a lot of cap or – I don't know about a lot of cap space, but they have enough cap space they could sign. They don't have to re-sign Clowney. You know, it would make sense. You could go in a different direction if there's somebody else. You know, we haven't really dove into yet to the free agent market at defensive line. We've more talked about it with quarterback and to some degree with wide receiver. But quarterback, wide receiver, and D-line are positions, whether it's the draft, free agency, or trade, those are areas the Browns have to get better this offseason.
Yep.
But defensive line in particular, you have one great starter in Myles Garrett, and you have no other definite starters on the roster, not one.
No, I mean, it's a huge area of concern for the team. And like I was telling you before the show, I think Clowney's got to be a priority at this point, don't you think?
Well, either Clowney or somebody else you may go after that you think is just as good, if not better.
Yeah, I mean, Clowney was good, and he already knows the system.
Sure. I mean, yes, I think it makes sense, but I'm just not interested in a long-term deal with him. Because I don't trust him in a long-term deal to stay healthy. He's never consistently stayed healthy. I don't want to get locked in to a lot of money. If I'm the Browns, I'm re-signing him 1 year. If he wants a long-term deal, let somebody else do it. I don't buy that anybody else will, even though he's coming off his best season in a few years. I don't know. Maybe the Browns disagree. That's just how I feel about it, and that's how I'm guessing the Browns feel about it also. We'll see.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.